A few months ago, I heard from a reliable source a rumor about the discovery of ivory-billed woodpeckers in the Florida Panhandle. This wasn't of an isolated individual, as the Arkansas sightings apparently were of. At least one pair of birds were seen by extremely reliable ornithologists and birders. Unfortunately, they didn't manage to get any photographs, and the videos they took are of poor quality such that they didn't even submit them for analysis. But it sounds like they have a compelling case. The following account is on an Auburn University webpage. On May 21, 2005, Dr. Jeff Hill, ornithology professor at Auburn University, and two research assistants, Tyler Hicks and Brian Rolek, took a kayak trip down the Choctawhatchee River in the Florida Panhandle. Within an hour of launching their boats, they heard a bird hammering loudly on a tree. When the bird flew off through the canopy, Brian got a clear view of a large woodpecker with white on both the upper and underside of the trailing edge of the wings. An hour later, Jeff heard a double knock, the diagnostic display raps of an ivory-billed woodpecker. In the same area, they found large cavity entrances on the trunks of trees and places where woodpeckers had scaled tightly adhering bark from recently dead trees. Brian's sighting, the double knock, the huge cavity entrances, and the scaled bark all suggested that an ivory-billed woodpecker might exist in this mature swamp forest. The Auburn University webpage continues, 1 week later, Jeff and Tyler returned to the area. They split up to search the forest, and at nearly the same spot where Brian saw an ivory-billed the week before, Tyler got an excellent view of a female ivory-billed woodpecker through his binoculars as it flew through the understory and then swooped up and disappeared in the canopy of the forest. Tyler noted several diagnostic plumage characteristics of a female ivory-billed woodpecker, including upper and underwing pattern, white stripes down the sides of the bird's back, and an all-black crest. In late July, Brian returned to the area and watched two ivory-billed woodpeckers fly over a creek channel. The second bird followed the first bird, as is described in the historic literature on ivory-bills. In a follow-up study, Dr. Dan Merrill and a grad student from the University of Windsor joined them and got acoustical data. These five researchers found the woodpeckers a total of 13 times in May, July, and December of 2005, and January, February, April, and May 2006. And seven observers among the 12 who visited the site for at least 48 hours between May 2005 and April 2006 heard either double knocks or Kent calls, and observers detected these signature sounds of ivory bills on 41 separate occasions during this period, including as many as 50 Kent calls and 45 double knocks during single encounters. Kent calls or double knocks were heard in May and December 2005 and January, February, March, April, May, June, and July 2006. What's to be made of this? It was clear to me after this entire past winter not one ivory bill was seen in Arkansas that the previous sightings must have been of one lone bird, a male. It sounds like at the very least there's a pair in Florida. Bickering is already starting up among people who think they're skeptics but are really true believers in extinction. I'll be attending the North American Ornithological Conference in Veracruz, Mexico next week and will post any information I get at birderblog.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.